Blood Hut.
Welcome to the Blood Hut!
Oh, hi. Hi, it's 35 seconds after the hour of 12, and this is the month of April in the year of our Lord 2006. Thank you for coming by, making a part of your listening day. Live from the Blood Hut.
I hate that word.
I'm sorry. That was last week anyway. Right? Right? Right?
It's true.
Oh, wait, no, because last week was pre-Blood Hut.
You know, not really comfortable talking about this first thing on our Monday show.
Thank you. I'm just doing what I can to erase that wall between us and the people. Live from the plushly appointed yet not overly ostentatious studios of Johnson 970, a proud part of the CBS Radio family. Thank you for coming along. It's the Rick Emerson Show. If you want to get on board today, it's 503-733-2970. Your comments, your clarifications, your conventions, your what have you. 503-733-2970. Speaking to you through the Electro Voice RE20, the finest broadcasting tool known to man. Thank you for being there. If you'd like to email today, you can do that. It's rick@rickemerson.com. Rick at rickemerson.com. If you want to weigh in via email. All right, now, this says it all right here. This, you hear that?
Oh, we touched on this on Friday.
That's, speaking of touching on things, this is the New Inquirer. I'm just going to read you the headline here. Keep in mind, by the way, that Whitney Houston is toothless and wears a diaper around the house, apparently, and isn't so fond of cleaning her private areas. That's what we inferred from the last article, anyway. Sister-in-law says, crack turned Whitney into a sex-crazed monster. So we'll find out more about that later. Clyde Lewis coming up today. News at Ground Zero, 12:30. CNN and Radio's Jim Roop is going to be here. Apparently immigrants are just, they're taking over, I think. It's white America's worst fear. I turned on the news and the streets were full of people that didn't look like me. And I, frankly, I'm worried that there's some kind of violent uprising happening.
There's a big gathering at Pioneer Courthouse Square, and it's all white people. What's going on right now?
Well, these are
illegal white aliens.
Yes. All the illegal Irish immigrants. Everyone who snuck here from Latvia. We'll talk to Jim Roop, anyway, about the uprising of the lower classes in Los Angeles. We'll be the last ones it affects, anyway. I mean, it's like it'll work its way up here, like bird flu or fire ants. Whitney Houston news, as I said, by popular demand. Not really, but there's one guy. One guy, and he's not even here. He was at a party at Sarah's house on Friday. There's a guy who wants to hear more Striper. So, by God, we'll play it. We've got two different Striper songs today, and I'm unclear about which one we're going to play. But we'll have to wait. Speaking of which, Listener Party 9 coming up. Now, we are officially now 10 days away. Is that right? That can't be right.
I believe so, yeah.
Seven, 10. Jesus, got to figure out what we're going to do.
Yeah, seriously.
Let's have a party.
We've got nothing. That's not true. We've got it all planned out. Everything is fine. 10 days away, Listener Party 9 happening at Sabalas Mount Tabor, 49th and Hawthorne. That is Thursday, April 20th, 7 p.m. So we have more details on that coming up later on the show. Peter Carlin's going to be here from the Oregonian. Who saw last night's Sopranos? No one.
I'm watching it tonight.
Oh.
I'm not listening.
Oh, it's going to be spoilerific.
Was it a good one?
Oh, well, it's disturbing. I'll tell you that.
All right, I won't listen.
There's all kinds of violence and unpleasantness. Yeah, we'll be talking about it in great detail. You just got to know for now. I can't. Normally, I try to give it like a 1-2-day window because I know the people take, you know, they TiVo stuff and they tape it or whatever and they have a chance to watch it. As Sopranos, I can't hold back. You saw it last night, you know what I'm talking about. For that hat? Yeah, it's no good. So we'll talk about that later on as well. What else? Well, that's pretty much it. There are other things. I don't want to bother teasing this. I don't know word whether we'll get to them or not. We've got tons of email to get to. And again, we're 10 days away from Listener Party 9. So that's all coming up. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. We are joined today, as are we always, by the lovely Sarah X. Dillon, who keeps things rolling in her own inimitable style.
Hello.
That's a word I can never get right, inimitable. And so I just...
I wouldn't even attempt such a thing. So I just kind of
spit it out. I just roll right past and hope that nobody notices. All right, was your weekend satisfying?
It was. It was tiring.
Since you spent 2 of the 3 days with us?
Did I?
Well, because we were here Friday, and then I saw you Friday night.
And then we spent all day.
And then we
yesterday.
All day yesterday doing initial layout for the party.
Yeah, so. Thanks for coming to the party. Everyone was kind of excited to see you.
So this is, here's a word to the wise out there. If you ever feel like, maybe you're not very hip, you're not very cutting edge, you don't know what the kids are doing, you don't know the crazy rock and roll these days, and the dungarees that the young people are all wearing, rest assured that you are hipper than I am. Especially when I have never felt less hip in my life. If I was any less hip, my torso would just be dragging on the ground. I was at this Sarah on Friday. She's like, "It's my boyfriend's birthday. You got to come by." I'm like, "Oh, baby, I don't really go out." And but I had to go to Sabala's on Friday because we were doing a walkthrough to, see where everything was going to be with the sound equipment and everything. And she's like, "Wait, he lives right by there. I know you're going to be in the neighborhood. You just got to stop in." And I'm like, "Well, I'll try to." And it's like, Sarah knows me well enough. She knows that when I say I'll try, it's like when you ask your mom, "Can Jimmy sleep over?" And your mom says, "I'll think about it," which means no.
I'm always so surprised when you actually do show up.
Well, because you browbeat me into it. Because I'm like, "I'll try." And you're like, "That means no, Rick Emerson. You have to be there." And I had no excuse because I was going to be in the... So I stopped by at Nate's place on Friday.
I took a cute picture of you holding Muppet.
Oh, great. 12.
Oh, I must see that.
Yeah, okay. Let's show it. Let's post it everywhere. Let's show everybody Rick holding the sissy little dog.
I'll make it our MySpace picture.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I did actually suggest that a great way to bond with the people, that on my website we should just put up a pet section, because that's
You've
an easy...
Stop.
No, you know what I'm telling you? That's an easy way. That's money in the bank. You pander to crazy pet people. That's money right there. No way you're showing him the photo of me holding the dog.
Oh,
Rick and another fluffy terrier.
Thank you.
I'm still putting this on the website right now.
I'm putting it on the website. I've got a photo of you, by the way.
Of me?
Somebody sent it to me this morning. I'm not bluffing. You look into my eyes. I'm not bluffing.
Oh, what? What am I doing?
Photo. So, you think long and hard about whether you want to post that photo of me. More details on that later. So there I am at Nate's house, though, on Friday at a barbecue, right? And it's Sarah and Nate and all of... It's not on my screen. And all of their punk hipster... I don't know what to call you people. They're the hipster punk friends. Everybody's got, a lot of patches and, safety pins in, a black hoodie sweatshirt. And then, everybody's wearing a PBR hat. It's fine with me. Big fans of PBR here. All I'm saying is, I'm standing there like the dad machine, this is some luau. This is some shindig you kids are having. And finally, I'm there for 5 minutes, Sarah, can I please leave? I don't know anything. I don't know any of this music that's playing. I can't stay. I just felt so terminally unhip. And it's you realize that no matter, I don't care if you have a radio show. Because it's you go through this thing when you're a kid. I'll be on the radio. It'll make me popular. It'll make me cool. No. None of those things happen. I don't care. Radio show, movie. I can win an Oscar. I'm never going to be hip. I'm never going to be hip. I'm never going to be cool. It's just not in the cards for me. Some people are born with the cool. Nate was born with cool. See, that's the thing about Sarah's boyfriend. Nate was born cool, I think. And it's Nate... I mean, he's in a band, but he's got a day job, and no disrespect, but it's not an especially sexy day job. I mean, he's a white collar job, right?
You day jobs are sexy.
That's what.
Or entertaining or rewarding.
Having stability, having a steady paycheck is sexy. But I'm saying it's not a very exciting day job, but it's, whatever. But I'm saying that even if he wasn't in a band, that guy would still be cool. It's just what he just exudes cool. It's true. Sarah's giving me the look that she's skeptical. Your boy, if you don't think he's cool, that's his problem, I guess. But he just seems like a cool... I am not a cool guy.
You've seen his Simpsons tattoos and stuff. I mean, he's part cool, part dork.
And I'm all dork. Well, whatever. Here's Tim Riley working on the following stories for you today.
"We're not going to bomb Iran," said the president. "Every means of settling whatever we don't like about them will be utilized before a military strike. Peace is our profession. Protesting illegal immigrants are a healthy exercise of democracy," says the president. "Please keep it up. And it makes us all feel better." Ben Affleck says, in his humble opinion, the president could be hung for tyranny.
Excellent. Sarah's mouthing the words, "What picture? Let me see." Okay, there's the picture of me holding Sarah's dog. Oh, isn't that cute?
Okay, show me the picture.
All right, here's the picture. Now, here's the thing with the picture.
Oh, God.
It's unaltered. It's not been modified in any way. I give you my word on that. I mean, I don't know, but I'm looking at it, and I don't think it's been modified, and I can't imagine it has been. It's a photo of you. Now, it's a publicly available photo. This is not a photo. It wasn't you coming out of the bathroom or something. This is a publicly available photo. A photo that many people might have seen by now.
Oh, God.
A guy has a...
You're freaking me out.
I'm
Will
not.
You show it to me?
Okay, I'm going
to
read you the headline of the email, though. Here's the headline of the email. proof that Sarah, proof that Coyne knows Sarah works there. And so it is a screen capture of the Coyne, I believe, opening credits. All right, you wanna see it? All right. Right there. Now, the best part is, this is, we'll post this on the website.
No, you won't.
It's publicly available. Anybody can see it. All right, now the best part is, it's a big picture of Sarah overlaid over a picture of Portland, and then the caption on the screen says, dig deeper.
I hate you.
And you're making the O face.
I am not.
You know it's true. That's an ooh. That's the expression.
I hate you so much.
I'm going to post it.
Oh, okay.
It's
that's
publicly
it.
Available.
No.
Anybody can see it.
No, this picture with my dog is going on our website and on our MySpace account
okay,
right now.
Okay, that's unfair. I haven't posted this yet, by the way. No, but it's unfair
that's
because...
That's just me.
This photo of you is on television. Everybody could see it.
Yeah, but not in that freeze frame. That's just like, it's like dig deeper and it just flashes on
I
me really quick.
I can't control where he freeze framed it.
Somebody went through an awful lot of trouble.
That's a listener who cared enough to send a picture of you taken from Coyne Television.
Someone took time out of their busy day.
We'll talk about it later. Ladies and gentlemen, at the City Desk, your personal savior, Tim Riley. Oh.
From high atop the bottom of the Coyne Tower in downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the City Desk Newsbeat, Tim Riley reporting. We begin our newscast with a Bushwatch.
Here's your Bushwatch for Monday.
He's the president, residence is kind of in charge. He's got the whole country saying, that's my Bush. Life is hard, that's the price of fame. When you're president, everyone knows your name. Hey, what's that thing? It's my Bush. I can't believe he's actually in the White House. That's on my own. That's my Bush.
Are there illegal immigrants protesting where you are?
They seem to be all over the place today at Pioneer Courthouse Square.
There are no illegal... Well, there are, but they're all out. I mean, they're all... Here's the thing.
I saw some on the Max, and they said no vamos, which means not going. So they just kept on writing on the Max.
How do they even know what you were at? Okay, all right.
Well, everyone...
Like in reference to what? You, they could have thought you meant going to jail,
no,
going
no.
to IHOP?
Everyone was looking at these protesters
oh, I see.
At Pioneer
I
Courthouse
see.
Square.
You know, Drudge keeps running that headline where it says CC... What does that even mean?
People don't know, so they don't pay attention.
I just put it into the Alta Vista Translate, and it was like, I am not a pancake, or something, but it didn't make any sense.
I,
like, I had no idea.
I am a jelly donut. Yes.
That's an excellent, good, that's a multi-layered cultural reference
mm-hmm.
there.
I am a donut.
Okay.
Nobody knows, so people just skip over it.
No,
that's the way it goes.
It's fine. Here's the thing, is it, to my way of understanding it, look, I mean, we have illegal immigrants here, but our, okay. Aren't they all at work? I mean, the thing, isn't that the thing? Illegal immigrants come here because they're, it's agricultural work, right? They're all migrant fruit workers and field workers. Aren't they all?
Well, we only have them doing our yard work on Friday mornings.
When you say we, that's sort of a colloquial, generalized we, or is that literally
that is,
literally in Tannisbourne?
In our neighborhood area.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Part of the general fee we pay for.
Not you specifically, because
no.
it would be wrong for
no,
you
no,
to
there,
hire a...
There is a pool of people who pay for these services.
Well, there's... I mean, that's what, you know, you see those guys in, like, Like on Burnside and, like, I don't know, whatever the hell that street is. Like Third. Like, you totally see those guys in the corner waiting for the truck. You know, and that's what it is. You're going off to do, through your... Well, look, it's not like I can... It's not like I can afford to pay some legal white person to clean my kitchen. I mean, come on. I'm not made of money.
Where do you find the legal white people?
I don't know. But presumably there are some.
Well, they need signs posted out there so people can give them a ride to their destinations. Meanwhile, back to the story at hand.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
I don't
about
either.
Anymore.
That's why I'm picking things up to move along here. So this is Bank A.
All right,
the president says he approves of all these immigration protests today.
Okay.
He loves it.
And I welcome it. I mean, I think this is a great thing about a democracy. There needs to be an outlet. If people feel like their government is not listening to them or doesn't agree with them, they ought to be an outlet for their discontent.
Not that they're going to listen after this.
I don't understand. Okay, this doesn't make any sense. Look, I don't care about... It's not that I don't care. Illegal immigrants are not...
It doesn't affect you.
Illegal immigrants are not problem one to me.
Right. You don't.
But
right.
isn't Bush Mr. Consistency and Mr. You always know where he stands? These are... Okay, the first word in illegal immigrants is illegal. So what happened to he's the law and order guy, and he's upholding things, and he's, any brown people doing anything illegal, we're going to crack down. And then now, wait, no, but I guess it's because...
And I welcome it.
It's
I
fine.
Mean, I think,
it doesn't matter. Come on, stay a while. Stay
needs
forever.
To be an outlet. If people people feel like their government is not listening to them or doesn't agree with them, they ought to be an outlet.
It's not their government.
It's not their government. They don't live here.
They don't vote here. They do not vote here.
Jesus. All right, well, whatever. Okay.
So if they're illegal, they can't vote, obviously.
Right. Go look for consistency in the Bush White House.
Well, he says people resent societies that prevent people from speaking their minds.
Oh, do they now?
I believe that societies in which you're not allowed to express yourself are societies which do breed resentment. And kind of the bottled up anxiety causes people to become very frustrated. And that's not healthy for society.
Like Iraq.
Thank you, George.
The president says his aim is to prevent Iran from developing a nuclear weapon. He said reports over the weekend saying the U.S. is considering a military strike is just wild speculation.
The doctrine of prevention is to work together to prevent the Iranians from having a nuclear weapon. I know we're here in Washington, you know, prevention means force. It doesn't mean force necessarily. In this case, it means diplomacy.
We're all about peace.
The doctrine of prevention's worth an ounce of or something. The don't they already have nuclear weapons, though? I thought Iran already had nuclear weapons.
No. Or is it nuclear career?
Is it nuclear power?
Nuclear power. They're working on nuclear power.
But if you have nuclear power... I'm not asking for somebody to call up and give me a long blow-by-blow thing about it. But if you have nuclear power, why can't you have... Don't you have nuclear weapons?
Well, no, you got to buy those separately.
Some parts not included with some sets.
Correct. You don't get the whole thing.
It's totally where they show the kid playing with the nuclear accelerator playset, and it's like a nuclear weapon set separately.
Right. These are options.
Not all people from Alabama are white, Peters.
Right.
Bush said there are absolutely no plans for military action against Iran.
Of course.
And by the way, I read the articles in the newspapers this weekend, which is wild speculation.
Yeah, sure, he did.
By the way, what you're reading is wild speculation, which is happens quite frequently here in the nation's capital.
We're not done yet.
Great.
The president says when the Chinese leader comes to Washington, he expects to address the issue of intellectual property rights.
It's difficult for a nation that likes to trade, like ours, to go into a country uncertain as to whether or not patents will be protected or product will be protected from copy.
But what exactly do the Chinese make that we're going to copy?
Well, he's talking about... I don't know what he's talking about.
What is he? I have no idea what he's talking about.
But he's telling the Chinese they can't do it. He tells everyone they can't do it.
Sure. I'm sure that seems to work. Yeah, don't do that at all. It's like those guys you go to New York and it's like those guys rolling out the sheet, you know, on the sidewalk. They roll out the blanket and they've got the DVDs inside or whatever. I think China's like that, except there's like 10 billion of those guys or whatever. Is there a billion people in China? Is that accurate?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, easily.
The Chinese don't give a rat's ass what we think. We're going to tell them not to do it. I mean, you look on eBay and everything that's pirated on eBay, it's all from China. It's everything on there.
Everything made is made in China.
Maybe. I mean, you know what I mean? It's all pirated there. Let's see. Si, si puede means yes, we can.
Yes, we can what?
It's like there's...
Where's the rest of the story?
No, apparently all the immigrants are taking cues from Sammy Davis Jr. I got to stop snorting, damn. I think I've got some sort of apnea snorty thing going on. And is related to / originates as a slogan with Cesar Chavez.
I'm sorry, the answer is Cesar Chavez.
White people don't know that.
And Farm Workers United, whatever. I'm moving on. Let's see, what else here? All right, this is, let's see, Diana Downtown emails in. Rick, sounds like the fall of Hanoi over here. All the helicopters are hovering over the square, just waiting for the machine guns to kick in. Well, we're right down here, so if there's blood, we'll be able to cover it. The last time there was something like this, I was denied the violence I wanted. I'm always hoping everything ends in a riot. The last time they sent me to cover something...
You and I covered something simultaneously a long time ago.
It was
a big protest.
It was that, well, because if you remember, there was that, it was when we were getting ready to go beat ass in Iraq.
Uh-huh.
And there was that, the 40,000 people, however many it was, a bunch of Reed College kids were marching against the war, and my wife. And then there was like the pro-war guys, like the hard hats, the Carrie Underwood types.
Yeah.
They were all like, Jesus, hand me a gun. And they were all, there was like 40 of those guys, but they were really angry. And then the cops did their very best to keep the two apart. But of course, you knew that it was going to happen. The two crowds were going to find each other. And so the anti-war types found out where the pro-war types were. And I was hanging out with the pro-war guys who were just as dumb as bricks, by the way. Just, you harnessed the IQ. You couldn't toast a piece of freaking bread. And, not even lightly on one side. And then the anti-war guys show up, and they're not, I mean, the poor pro-war guys who stink or who are, you know, dumb, and then the anti-war guys who just reek. It's like, it's just, you can, like the anti-war march, God love them, but it's like you can smell them coming a mile away, man. It's just like bad underarm and patchouli just, you know, wafting over the, and they came there, and it's like, I was there, who was that girl? Our intern, Jess, that girl that was our intern at the time.
Uh-huh.
Kind of a, you want more flapjacks with that kind of a type? And, no, she was great. She was a very,
responsive young lady.
You could, no, you could just, you could totally see her coming by and, you know, you want another refill, hon? That was, I mean, just, she just kind of had that vibe.
Okay, kiss my grits type of.
Moving on. But, so I'm there with the pro-war types with her, and I'm calling in. And then the anti-war, the 40,000 anti-war guys show up. And for a minute, I was just like, violence, this is it. Yes, here comes my Peabody Award. You know, totally just, you know, I'm going to join the Lars ranks. They're going to put me on top, baby. And then, like, the line of riot cops got between them. But it's like those 40,000 people totally could have pushed through the riot cops. And I am forever disappointed that they did not. Because I was hoping for violence. I was standing up on, there's like that statue down there, the water fountain thing. I was totally up on top with a, you know, I'm downtown and it looks like there's going to be violence. And then it didn't happen and they went away. Was it the worst
but
thing?
They did smash the window at McDonald's.
Yeah, well, you know, I wasn't there.
99-cent Happy Meal, oh yeah, take that. Hey, too, you got a camera rolling? Meanwhile, Ben Affleck charges that the president probably also leaked Valerie Plame's name. And so, quote, if he did, he could be hung for treason.
That was on the Real Time. I saw that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it, Affleck, you know, here's the thing about Affleck. On the one hand, he makes such terrible films. And, you know, and he just makes...
Not anymore. He doesn't even make films anymore.
What is
they
the last...
finally learned his lesson.
What is the last time he tries to get in the studio now and the big car gets it? I'm sorry, Mr. No, I'm... Mr. Mayor's giving orders. You can't... What is the last movie Ben Affleck made?
Yeah, Jersey
know.
Girl.
He's got to have made
Scott
something
Daly usually
then.
Has a handful of T-shirts.
He's...
Was whatever movie. Daredevil or Elektra or one of those
No,
movies?
He wasn't in Elektra. That was just...
No, that was quite a while ago. Nobody's...
And Daredevil was... Jesus, I can't remember. Jersey Girl was when we were out. We had a show the last time he was on the. He was on with him.
I mean, it would
Geely,
take, it
Jersey would, Girl.
It would take a payday loan to finance a new Ben Affleck picture.
You see Kevin Smith getting an advance on his car title. Well, whatever. Anyway, so but you know, but the thing is, he's not a dumb guy. He's a smart guy. He really is.
Yeah.
He's funny. He's smart, articulate. Just can't pick movies or act. And, but I saw him on Bill Maher, man, and it's like, he's another one of the, he's kind of a Rick Emerson in that way that I don't think he has a coke problem, because he just got out of rehab, and he does seem a little too smart to develop some drug dependency. He seems a little too sharp for that. But he's just like, he's just always sweaty and jerky and twitchy, and he's always just, you know, and he's always, and like, the thing is like, let me just tell you, it's like, Bush should be, you know, he could be hung for this, and he's just like, was so unhinged, and he's just like, and he's flanked by, some Republican flack on one side and Joe Biden on the other. Joe Biden, you want to talk about a guy that's got my vote. Have you? I don't know.
He's a knowledgeable guy.
I didn't know anything about Joe Biden. Saw him at Bill Maher this weekend. I'm going to vote for him. I don't even care what he stands for. I'm totally voting for that guy.
Yeah, it looks like Jersey Girl was one of his last big productions. Jersey Girl in 2004, Surviving Christmas in 2004.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And then he has three in post-production, Clerks 2, Smoking Aces, and Hollywoodland.
All of which he's very excited about.
Clerks 2. We have to break.
Well, We can't go without finishing off the Bush Watch with this story.
All right, okay.
Because it's just too good.
Well, why do we have to break? Oh, because Clyde's calling it. He'll hold.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Please.
A patient at the Alton Medical Health Center has been charged with threatening to cut off President Bush's penis. Arafat Naimar, a Palestinian who lives in Bellevue, has been temporarily committed to the mental health center after he made a threat on March 18th. Two psychiatric technicians called the Secret Service. He told federal agents the next day that to cut off the penis was not too harsh, considering what he's done to my country.
This is George Bush's penis. Mm-hmm. It's two ladies already bred.
After the agents began reading Nimja his rights, he claimed it was a joke. Local authorities say they may have trouble making the charges stick. I'm absolutely astonished, said J. Stephen Beckett, University of Illinois law professor. It's national security gone berserk. Prosecuting this case isn't without its problems.
Okay.
That's our Bush Watch.
There you go. We're back after this. Johnson 976.
Kind of in charge. He's got the whole country saying, that's my bird.
That's a phrase I like to hear while you're reading the choir. Jesus, God. Cracked her Whitney into a sex-crazed monster.
You're not actually going to read that on the air, are you?
Oh, am I ever. listeners. Savor every last syllable. It's the Rick Emerson Show, live from beautiful downtown Portland, Oregon. Thank you for coming by. Right here in Johnson, 970, 503-7332, line 70, 503-733-2970. The hell have I got here? All of this crap coming in. Not crap, but just stuff. Just piles and piles and piles. Rick, listen, here's the kind of email I get. Rick, here's an interesting necrophilia story you might be interested in. Thank you. Thanks, I appreciate that. Coming up later on, we have Whitney Houston news. We'll play some Striper music. We got Peter Carlin coming up for the Oregonian. Clyde Lewis, who really should have called by now.
He really should have.
Clyde Lewis.
He may be speaking with a potential student.
He's on lunch. He doesn't care about the kids between noon and one. Between noon and one, the kids can wander in a forest of doubt and indecision. And let's see, Jim Roop's going to be here to talk about the whatever. Immigrants going crazy. Whatever. And when I say that immigration problem doesn't affect me here, I'm just sort of talking out of my ass, I guess. Maybe they do, but I don't think so. I mean, do they?
No.
Tim, you're a newsman.
Don't bother me.
Does the plight of the illegal brown person affect me at all?
No, regardless of what color they are.
That's what I'm saying. Well, no, but this is the whole thing. Is it? I saw this guy, and I forget who he was. It was some guy from Univision, or is it still Univision?
I guess so.
You tell him on the whatever.
I never watched.
You know, it's like this sort of the Al Jazeera of the Mexican world. It's like, you know, this with the gigantic Spanish language thing is. And he was saying, well, and he was on with Bill Maher also, and he was laying down this rap where he said that what people don't realize is everybody thinks that it's people sneaking over the border from Mexico, blah, blah, blah. But he said the reality is that the majority of illegal immigrants are people who come here legally on, like, student visas and then overstay their visas.
All these people are students?
Which seems, that's what we call a big load. That seems clearly and plainly wrong. Because California's up to their eyeballs in this more than any other state, and that's not because they're a port city, it's because they're right next to Mexico. And it's not like people are trying to sneak in from Australia and they're going through Tijuana. It's people are just climbing through sewers to get to El Norte. Everybody knows that this is true. If it's not true, you let me know, but I'm pretty sure that it is. So, I'm just saying, so I know that there's immigrants of all colors and shapes and sizes from all different countries, but let's be honest, we're talking about Mexican people. That's what this is. And I just don't, I don't know as a resident of Portland that I care. Doesn't mean I don't care about other people. I don't care about other people. Who am I kidding? What am I trying to, like...
Well, we don't have a big Mexican population here.
We don't. I mean, they're
all... California, Arizona, one of the border states.
No, I mean, it's just, they're all local. I mean, you know, they're localized in a few places, but there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, wherever there is, now, see, I'm turning into Tom Joad. Wherever a man must fight for simple justice, I'll be there. Well, whatever. Here's Tim Riley in the thing in the city desk.
Well, the U.S. made mistakes in the invasion of Iraq. It led to certain insurgencies and sectarian fighting, admits Colin Powell. Yes, we made some serious mistakes in the immediate aftermath of the fall of Baghdad. Therefore, we have to stick with the people of Iraq as long as it takes.
Okay.
Zurich is the city with the highest quality of life in 2006, while Baghdad, for the third year in a row, is at the lowest.
That's got to be fun. So Baghdad is the single worst place on earth to live?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. I would have thought it would have been more one of your more outlying areas, like Kabul or someplace. But I mean, you know, what are you going to do?
But their Chamber of Commerce isn't happy to hear about that.
Where's Baghdad? You'll love our new spark. Where's the best place to live?
The best place to live is Zurich.
Why is it? I don't even know. Is it me? Like, in my head, Switzerland is just covered. Here's what Switzerland looks like in my head. And I don't know about you all. Do you ever get a picture in your head of a place that you've never been? Mm-hmm. And you don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
You don't know what it looks like, but you get a picture of it in your head anyway. Sarah, when I say Switzerland, what does that look like?
Like Swiss Alps, like mountains.
Okay.
People on ski lifts and making watches.
When I think of Switzerland, here's what I think of. A whole bunch of, like, tall but really round-topped mountains.
People yodeling on hillsides.
Thick snow, and then, like, one little tiny house in the middle of it that's like with, like, an ice skating rink out front, like an ice chalet, and that's it. That's the entire country of Switzerland in my head. I have no idea what it's like there. I don't know what size. I have no idea. It could be covered in greenery. I have nothing.
So it's one of the better places to live in.
Well, you know who has a home in Zurich is Shania Twain. She like lives here and then Zurich. And that's it. So she must know something. I don't know. Let's see. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. ClydeLewis.com, and he hosts the Ground Zero Lounge Mondays at Dante's. Clyde Lewis, how are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
I'm dandy. What's up with you?
Oh, nothing. I've just been very busy this weekend. I've been partying a lot and having some good fun. And, you know, I'm going to be speaking at Dante's tonight, so we're going to have a lot of fun there, too.
Hey, I heard that, not your version, but I heard that the Pink song, that Dear Mr. President.
Yeah.
I heard that I got a copy of her new album.
Oh, really?
And I heard the Dear Mr. President song. I meant to bring it in and play it, actually, and I forgot it. But her, and I swear to God, and it shames me that I even know this, but I swear to God I hear the Indigo Girls on it, too. I think it is actually...
They are. The Indigo Girls are on it, yes.
Yeah, it sounds... And I never really thought that I would reach a point in my life when I could recognize the sound of the Indigo Girls. But it's not a bad song. It's kind of ham-handed, you know. But, I mean, it's blunt, but it's good. It's not a bad song.
Well, she actually sang it, and then she says, and this is where the Indigo Girls come in, and so this is the end of the song.
Yeah, it's a pretty good song, actually, yeah.
So, it's pretty good. I mean, she sang it at Dante's when I was there, and I'm trying to, I guess... You know, they said they were supposed to release it on the 4th of April. Now they're telling me that I can't release the song yet. And I was listening back to it the other day because I was trying to find a way to present it. And the only way I can present it is just the way it is. So I have to make an MP3 of it and try and... I want to edit it up a little bit. Because when she first started out, she kind of screws up her lyrics and she stops. She says, I forgot the lyrics already. And then she starts it up again. So
it's got this great... kind of Roger Waters thing she does at the end where she repeats a phrase over and over and over again and then modifies the end of it. She's got this great little chanted thing she does where, because there's that phrase that Bush said about, like, in Iraq where he said, it's, well, you know, fighting in Iraq, it's hard work.
Yeah.
She has this whole thing at the end where she lists things that are harder. She's like, you know, living in a cardboard box and raising a kid on minimum wage, blah, blah,
right.
blah, blah, blah. And she just says, you know, that's hard work, that's hard
exactly.
work. It's not a bad song.
That's
yeah.
what she talked about. We were sitting in we said, what did this song inspire you? She says, when he made that statement about hard work, as she thought that there was like this, you know, unwed mother on welfare and
right.
trying to keep a kid fed, that's hard work,
right.
you know, and all that stuff. So, yeah, she talked a little bit about that, so we knew kind of where the references were coming from. It's just that we didn't know, you know, we still don't know how we want to release the song. We're wondering, you know, we're still in contact with her agent to see if it's okay, and so it's just a difficult thing at the moment. But still, we have the song. I had some guy from, believe it or not, Switzerland. He wrote me a letter saying that he heard her perform it in Europe and said that he wanted to get a copy of it from me, and I'm trying to find out how I can get it out to him. So,
excellent.
I mean, it's going to be hot. I think if we release it when the song is on the radio, on the website, I think that a lot of people are going to pay attention. It's going to be really cool.
Excellent. So what's going on at Dante's tonight?
Well, the big thing right now, and I don't know if I want to touch on this, but I may want to touch on it a little bit, is the Gospel of Judas.
I read about that he's apparently been misunderstood or something. And
well, I wrote I wrote an article a long time ago called The Epistle of Judas, and what that was is it was me basically saying that I was channeling Judas and that Judas basically was told by Jesus to do this and that he betrayed him because Jesus told him, you know, if you do this, it's for the greater good of mankind and all this other stuff. And I had no idea that there was actually this Gospel of Judas circulating around. And so I heard it on the news, and I have been talking for the longest time. In fact, last year I wrote a lot of things and talked about how I'm seeing right now there's going to be some changes being made to most mainstream religions, and it's going to be happening. It's happening slowly but surely, and they're doing it so they can prepare us, and this is a theory, that they're doing it to prepare us for the possibility of a leader that has got the blood of Christ flowing through his veins, which is the old Merovingian legends and the old Merovingian King Arthur-like tales saying there is a man on earth that has the blood of God flowing through him. And the Da Vinci Code is going to be reinforcing that when we talk about whether or not Jesus Christ didn't die on the cross. It was all a planned hoax, and that he was taken to Europe and he lived in Europe, and that he gave birth to several children. Those children are the ones who are now our kings and our queens and our presidents. You know, you may wonder, and I've talked about this before, you may wonder why they even care that President Bush is related to the Queen of England, or whether or not, you know, John Kerry was cousins with President Bush or what have you, and they
Absolutely.
Talk about royalty. It's because of the bloodline. They want to find the true bloodline of Christ, and for most Christians, this is Antichrist. This is the idea that, you know, if there's a man on earth who claims to be Jesus, that's against the rules. You don't do that.
As it's often said, yes.
What's that?
No, as people often say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So I mean,
I was just asking you this. Now, when I was in grade school, we always had this argument about whether I would always ask to screw with the nuns. I would always ask them whether Judas could go to heaven.
Uh-huh.
Like, could he be for, like, if we prayed it? Because the thing is, if you pray enough for anybody in the Catholic Church, they can go to heaven. And
right.
so I would always ask, like if he could. Like, if we just prayed for him and he was like, sorry, could he go to heaven? And they always wanted to shoot me for that. They just
Well,
like,
and what's really interesting is that in the story that I wrote called The Epistle of Judas, I may rerun it on my website so people can read it. At the end of it, I say that I did what I was told to do, and he died so that I would go to heaven.
Yes.
And that's basically the whole idea behind the Judas Gospel, from what I'm gathering, is that it was all part of this elaborate ruse to get the religion started. But you take it one step further with the Da Vinci Code, and you find out that it was all a hoax, that Jesus didn't die, that he went to Europe, he fathered children, and that these children are our kings and queens. Then you start getting a little wiki, a little weird,
yes.
And then you start going, well,
yes, you do.
Then we have the possibility that someone of royalty could be the Antichrist, and was Princess Diana murdered for that? And
yes.
And I've talked about this before, and it's really kind of a scary possibility that somebody from the royal family could very well be the heralded Antichrist, and that the new
yes.
pope after this one we have now could quite possibly be the false pope. It's just some scary stuff going on.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can roll around in all of this tonight at Dudley's. What time does it start?
It starts at 8 o'clock, but I've been doing this full-on investigation. I've been doing it on my website, and I do these things called Quick Takes, and they air on the OmniSound Radio 1 network on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and also you can download them on podcast. They're pretty amazing. We're getting about 17,000 listeners now. I'm pretty happy about that.
Clyde Lewis, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. See you tonight at Dante's.
You bet.
There you go. All right. It's 503-733-2970. We thank you for coming by. All right, there you go.
Well, the Ten Commandments are on TV tonight on ABC starting at 9, but it's only part one, so they're only going to
cover
the first
real, five. No, but it's not even the real Ten Commandments. It's like it's a remake.
Well, for counter-programming, A&E at the same time has By Satan Possessed, The Search for the Devil.
Oh, now see, I watch that stuff all the time. Like any documentary that has Satan or goblins or whatever, like totally. Like they've done like five or six different things on possession and like the real life of exorcists and the Amityville, you know, the real life Amityville horror and all that. I'm anything. But that Ten Commandments, you can't remake the Ten Commandments.
No.
That's what I don't understand. Like I was listening I was listening to Corolla this morning. And I was, you know, I'm doing shaving in the bathroom, and I hear this, you know, why should I let your people go? Because the Lord commands it, you know. And it's another one of those movies where Moses is somehow from Britain, and he's for no reason. But it has like tonight the Ten Commandments, the new version. And it's why would you possibly need a new version?
Maybe
of the
it's
Ten
the
Commandments?
Acoustic version.
What channel is it on?
It is on 2.
What channel is that? Is that 2?
2. Channel 2.
ABC?
K2, yeah, ABC.
Well, whatever. All right, anyway, yeah, don't watch
it. If you do watch that, you're going to miss the Yukonuba Don show, which is taped in Portland. Big deal.
All right, what's on Coin tonight?
What's on Coin tonight? Let's, I'm trying to find it here.
They're just taking it out of
two
the paper.
And a half.
What's the point?
Two and a half men. What would that be about?
Oh, that's, is that Stamos? No, that's not Stamos. Is that John Cryer?
I'm not sure.
Yeah,
Ducky?
That is John Cryer.
Yes, he's...
Yeah.
Well, that's too bad. That'll mean it'll be canceled.
Yes. It's got John Cryer in it.
The New Adventures of Old Christine.
No one watches any of these shows.
How I Met Your Mother.
No one watches that either. No one's even heard of that show.
Well, then, if you want a little cheerful getaway, Little House on the Prairie presents a boy's limited literacy.
Okay.
It's on TV Land.
They ought to do some sort of box set, Little House on the Prairie. It's just called Fires and Diseases. That's it. Just blinding and death.
And for you urban folks, there's Yo Mama. And the real-time show with Ben Affleck is on, immediately followed by The Day After Tomorrow, which we discussed last week.
Yeah, the real-time thing is pretty great. You really, I'm telling you this, I don't have any horse in this race, but you really ought to watch real-time, this last one that just aired, because you watch Joe Biden, who's he's the senator from Delaware, who I kind of had a passing knowledge of him, and he's run a few times before. He ran back in 80, I think.
Uh-huh.
When Reagan won.
He's an old war horse.
Yeah, I mean, but it's, man, you know, I don't know whether it's fakery. I don't know anything about Delaware. No one does. But I don't know whether he's putting on some sort of a front or whatever, but he does seem to have taken a page probably out of that straight-talking John McCain kind of a thing. So I'm all, Biden, he completely impressed me. I would vote for that guy just without even hearing him say another word.
The best part is nobody knows where Delaware is.
I couldn't tell you where Delaware, do we have a map in here? No, of course we don't. I couldn't, you put a gun to my head, I couldn't tell you where Delaware is. I mean, I get the feeling it's back east somewhere.
Yeah.
Because I think I remember seeing a car dealership one time where it was like Delaware Auto and the guy had a powdered wig on.
It's just a little sliver of a state between two other ones.
I don't know. It's one of those states that doesn't really matter.
Meanwhile, here's a story from Florida, of all places. Florida Power and Light announces...
The question I'm trying to ask here... That we're all very curious about is, where is this story from?
Florida City, Florida.
All right, thank you.
Florida Power and Light announces a $100,000 reward for information leading to whomever drilled a hole in the pipe that helps maintain pressure in a nuclear reactor. This is the Turkey Hill Power Plant.
Turkey Hill? That sounds stable. What could possibly go wrong there?
So, apparently, the agency is satisfied with the company's procedure to fix the damage. It's a relatively small hole, but even so, it's something that's not supposed to happen and could lead to some very serious things.
Hand me that medium roll of duct tape.
So, they're taping it back up, but they want to know who accidentally might have done that. Okay. They didn't mean to. Tom Cruise stories, everybody's got some.
All right, now, we were talking about this before the show. We are so behind in Tom Cruise news. Now, Sarah, do you have that story that you mentioned?
No, I can find it, though, if you give me a minute.
All right, okay, we'll give you a minute, and we'll start with this one.
Because here's the thing. So we have this Tom Cruise story, Cruise news you can use. I don't have, I'm supposed to have a sounder for these. I don't have a, there you go. We have this Tom Cruise story from last week we didn't get to. And then there's one from this morning. Mm-hmm. So I come in, I'm like, oh, we've got this Tom Cruise story, and we got to do the one from last week. And then Sarah says, did you hear the latest about Tom and Kate? And I refuse to call them Tomcat, which is stupid. No one says that. You know what? When you see them referred to as Tomcat, that's one of those Bennifer. Because don't they have a Bennifer thing for Brad and Jolie?
Maybe they have
Angelina Jolie.
Maybe they have a joint checking account, and
it's
that's
like
what the checks say.
Brangelina, isn't that what they call it? Anyway, but it's one of those things where the media are trying to see if they can get you to say something. They're trying to see if they can get
and
you to say Tomcat.
They will not succeed.
No, because we're not going to say it.
We're not.
But I come in and Sarah's like, have you heard the latest story about Tom and Katie? And I'm like, no, what? And she goes, have you heard the blah, 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 baby, blah, 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 pregnant, blah, 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 had, blah, blah, blah. And I'm all, no. Where did you hear it? And she's like, I gotta find it. So while we are reading these stories, know right now that Sarah's working diligently to find this third story, which is fantastic. All right, Ted, take it away.
Hollywood stars John Travolta and Ann Archer are publicly backing fellow Scientologist Tom Cruise and fiancée Katie Holmes' plan to have a birth. But it has to do with science.
Well, there you go. Well, once you've got Ann Archer on your side, anything's possible.
Cruise and Holmes together, dubbed that name we're not going to say, by the popular press. What popular press?
No
one. Preparing to welcome their first baby into the world any day now using the church's quiet birth method, which has been the object of media adoration. But as Cruise and Holmes completed their last-minute baby shopping, a constellation of celebrity Scientologists have come out in support of the birth
a
method.
A constellation? How many are there? There's just...
two. John Travolta and Ann Archer.
There's just that... No, and what's her name? Who else is a Scientologist? Oh, Kirstie Alley.
Yeah.
And Jason Lee, surprisingly enough. I was shocked to hear that. All right.
Well, Pulp Fiction and Saturday Night Fever, John Travolta and his actress wife Kelly Preston also weighed in this week, telling the movie website IMDb.com that absolute silence was not required of a mom-to-be.
I don't even know who Ann Archer is.
That's his actress wife.
No, that's not. That's, no, he's married to Kelly Preston.
Yeah.
Who's Ann Archer, though?
Oh, okay. Ann Archer.
I don't even really know who Ann Archer is. I don't even really know what she's done.
Well, she's a Scientologist.
Wasn't she in Fatal Attraction?
Oh, she played the long-suffering wife of Harrison Ford's secret agent character in Patriot Games and Clear and Present Danger.
I think she was Michael Douglas's wife in Fatal Attraction, too.
That's possible.
Well, whatever. All right.
So anyway, she also rubbish reports that Scientologists and mothers-to-be cannot take medication to ease their pain. The church shuns the use of some drugs, particularly psychological ones.
All right.
Scientologists have nothing to say about the use of drug painkillers.
Now, do we have that pacifier story?
I don't know what I did.
Okay, I have that right here.
Okay.
All right, hold on. Let me, wait, hold on. Let's see. I'm getting this right here. Now, this is news gathering on the fly. This is how you know you're not listening
to
it.
It's live radio.
This is how you know you're not listening to an automated radio station.
These are tape liners.
I'm actually finding the story right here. Okay, here we go. This is from Canadian News. All right. Okay, I'll read this, and then Sarah will read hers. This is, in his latest, this is from the news, by the way. This is not me reading this, this is saying this. In his latest freaky move, Tom Cruise has apparently bought an adult-sized pacifier to help keep his pregnant fiance quiet during childbirth. He commissioned, quote, an adult-sized binky for her. I thought a binky was a blanket. For her to
That's a blanky.
Sorry. I wouldn't wear the big blanky binky. Well, whatever. If you were stoned, blanky binky would be the funniest thing you'd ever heard. For her to clench between her teeth, hoping it'll squelch her screams. Jesus God, a source told Star Magazine. In keeping blah, 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 Tom is prepared. This is why Sarah and I don't want to have kids. Not Sarah and I, but you know what I mean. Why neither of us wants to have children. Tom is prepared to do whatever it takes to muffle Katie's groans. I want a band called Muffling Katie's Groans during the delivery. Tom's rep denies any knowledge of a pacifier, also that his client is a nutball. All right, do you have the other thing?
Yes, yes, this is secondhand, so it was on K-Rock. It was somebody who's a friend of the family with Tom Cruise.
K-Rock in New York?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so this is somebody who was writing about
part of the CBS radio family.
Yeah. I was listening to the radio this morning and tuned in mid-discussion to the morning DJs at my favorite station talking about Katie Holmes' pregnancy. Apparently, they'd talked to a reporter that morning and an insider from Hollywood and had come to the conclusion that Katie was really pregnant by Chris Klein before she and Tom got together.
Boom!
But that Tom said that he was okay with raising the baby as if she'd play wife to him. They also concluded that she had already had the baby. Like within this past week or
right,
so.
Right.
Also, you've noticed in her face too; she's lost weight.
And that pregnancy stomach looks stupid.
Her stomach looks like a shelf.
Is it on your site?
Yeah. No, I think that one's off, but I can put it back on.
Okay,
put that up.
The picture of Katie Holmes, it totally looks like a fake stomach.
Yeah. They also concluded she already had the baby. Let's see, and that she's wearing a prosthetic belly in order to promote Tom's new movie best and make the timeline right, so it looks really like
where
it is Tom's and not Chris's.
I have no idea.
No, you had to have those in, like, home ec. When you had...
No, we didn't do that. No, they didn't.
I don't remember.
No, we had
the
real...
girls had to have
no,
pregnancy
my high
bellies.
School, the girls had real babies.
Oh.
they just skipped the middleman and got impregnated. God damn, man. It's a long story. It's a side note. You know, Mark Baumgarten wrote that story about us for the Willamette, and it was originally supposed to be a much longer piece, blah, 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 blah. And I've told this story. But, I mean, but as part of the... As part of the interviewing process, Mark Baumgarten from the Willamette, he interviewed me, as I've said, for 36 hours. And they ended up shortening the piece, a lot of reasons, blah, blah, blah. But as part of that, no fooling, we went to my hometown of Kennewick. It was like he wanted to do some field trip. He's like, how do you feel about going to Kennewick for the day? And I'm like, all right, let's pack a picnic lunch. You know, so we all went up
to Kennewick. It's only hundreds of miles away.
I know, it's only hundreds of miles to walk around a dust bowl. So... we went back to Kennewick, and I showed him the high school station where I used to work. There was like a vocational center where they sent the F-ups, myself included. And, of course, we're walking into the radio station, and I'm like, you know, and it's totally like a This Is Your Life. Like, this is where I used to do radio when I was in high school. But to get to the radio station, you have to walk by the, what do they call it, the parenting skills class. And it's totally for the girls who've gotten in trouble. And it's just they all still look the same. Tattoos and like bad bleachy blonde hair and like a lot of Harley purses, you know, and it's totally just like bad jeans still, and you know, and the shirts no longer say Sabbath, but they say like Slipknot or something. It's just terrible. It's just endless pregnant shirt. Anyway, Chris Klein is a deeply, deeply stupid man, but he also can't act, and his career's on the slide because he hasn't done anything since American Pie 2, has he?
I don't think so.
He did Election. That was about it. And so I think he could be bought off pretty easily. You know, like, Chris, we know this is your seed, but we're going to give you like $1 million and you're going to shut up about it. And I think he'd probably do that. He looks dumb. I think he'd take that money. All right. So there you go.
Maybe he doesn't even know. I mean, that's what I'd bet.
Because he's just dumb enough. He doesn't know.
Yeah.
Well, and now, wait a minute. But I thought he wasn't dating her. I thought he was dating somebody else.
No, they dated for a long time.
Oh, it is her. Okay.
And then they were engaged, and she broke it off with him, and then soon after that, started dating Tom Cruise.
You know what it is? It's that, like, I've stopped thinking of Katie Holmes. Like, there's two Katies in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's that sweet girl from Dawson's Creek and Pieces of April, and then there's nutty, fake plastic shelf Katie, who's with Tom Cruise. Well, whatever. All right, so there you go. So
I believe that story.
All right. Was that from K-Rock in L.A. or K-Rock in New York? Do you know?
No, I don't.
I'm just curious, but it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Morning DJs, so probably K-Rock in L.A., because morning DJs...
They have Kevin and Bean.
Yeah, because if it was in New York, it'd be Roth. Well, that doesn't matter. And no, my point is I can't imagine anybody having listened long enough to hear it.
That's true.
I didn't say that. Here's Tim Riley.
The vow of celibacy is the center of a new reality series, A&E's God or the Girl, following four young men as they debate whether or not to become Catholic priest. A big concern for some is the loss of female companionship. Should they follow the call? The Catholic Church has traditionally required that its priests refrain from marriage and sexual relationships.
Uh-huh.
I didn't stop there to think about that one.
Sure.
I'm just reading the words on the paper. God or the Girl will air for 5 weeks. The New York Daily News reports the series was screened for the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops in Washington last month and received an overall positive review from respected members of the church. God or the Girl premieres this Sunday at 9 o'clock on A&E.
Don't watch that. All right, well, let's take a break here, because here's what we've got coming up. We've got to talk about Listener Party 10. Listener Party 9. which is just 10 days away, which is happening Thursday, April 20th, 7 p.m. I'll do a quick recap of Sport Fight, which happened this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And then here's what's coming up. We got to talk a little bit about Sport Fight. We got these Striper songs. What was your friend's name? I forget. I feel like a jerk. I forgot his name.
Oh, Sean.
Sean, who I met at Nate's birthday party on Friday. He's like, I'm the dude that wanted Striper. He's like he looks like Jeff Garland from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
He totally does.
Looks exactly like that
guy.
He
is.
Yeah. That guy who worked with maybe Fumke at the studio, that's totally what he looks like. Just like a big guy looks like he ought to be fixing your dishwasher. Anyway, so he wanted some Striper songs. We'll talk about that. We got Whitney news coming up. Whitney turned into a sex-crazed monster by crack. I also got to talk about this weekend I found myself, I uttered what I believe is the whitest phrase ever. And so we'll talk about that. It is the whitest phrase ever uttered by man. Stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Johnson 970.